Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday afternoon. Boy, the more we learn about Jay Jones, the less we can trust this guy. I'm here to tell you, a lot of us know that he's a bad dude from the beginning, but coming out, what was it, 116 miles an hour, reckless driving, and he somehow, some way, got himself a sweetheart deal where he did, quote, 500 hours of community service at his own personal political action committee. And he wants to dismiss it as, well, everybody goes over the speed limit now and then. Uh-huh. And today, the reveal, Carrie Coyner down there said, you know, he sent me text messages when we're both in the House of Delegates, talking about how we'd like to put two bullets into the head of Todd Gilbert, the Speaker of the House. This guy shouldn't be, man, he shouldn't even walk past the office of the Attorney General, let alone be inside. It's outrageous. Anyway, we'll have more on that. Jason Meares is going to be with us on Monday afternoon. I said today, it's actually Monday afternoon that he's going to be here. Well, the government is shut down, day number three. Good, bad, or indifferent. What is the impact going to be on the economy? Well, I got my favorite economist, Dr. Dave Brat, who is the senior vice president at Liberty University. Never here on behalf of Liberty University, just here, you know, on behalf of his brilliance and knowledge and his willingness to chat with me. And we are always, always grateful for that. Dave, thank you for being here.
You there, Jeff?
Yes, there you are. Yes, yes, yes.
Good. Good. I could hear you. Good.
All right. Well, good to have you here, my friend. You got to tell us, government shutdown now for 3 days. Is this wrecking the economy or not so much?
Well, it's always mainly pure politics. It's probably overstated, right? The Republicans are going to want to make it sound like the sky is falling. Like the Dems did in the past. But, you know, everybody knows in the end, most everybody gets their full payback.
Right.
This time, there's a little wrinkle in it with Russ Vogt up at the White House, whether they decide to engage in some job cutting or not. Mm-hmm. And they're holding off on that because right now the Republicans are kind of in the messaging narrative winner seat for, which is very rare for Republicans to ever be in a messaging winning position. It's like once a century.
Right.
It's kind of humor, but kind of true.
Yep.
And so they're winning it, so they don't want to start cutting jobs or whatever unless they see, right? And the reason I say they're winning is because it's called the Schumer shutdown.
Yes.
Right. So Schumer is the one that's holding up the votes in the Senate because you need 60. The Republicans own the House and the Senate and the White House, and Schumer's blocking.
Mm-hmm.
The Biden budget from going through, right? It's the Biden budget numbers that they all voted for, and now they're against it. So the basic narrative is kind of clean. And then, you know, on the economic, will it hurt the economy? I mean, anything that reduces the size of the federal government is good for the economy, right? And I mean, I hope everybody realizes that, right? If you, mm-hmm. if you keep putting money in the public sector, economic growth goes down. CBO has us growing at 1.7% for the next 30 years. So do you think we ought to have more government spending or less? And so the economic debate is very clear. It's better to cut the federal government and get economic growth in the private sector.
Tell me a little bit about Russ Vogt, though, because we've heard the name, Director of Office and Management and Budget. Is that the guy?
Yep.
So why are people concerned that he might do something? What could he do?
Oh, right now, he's in a unique position. They can go through the budget line by line by line and cut whatever he wants because they're kind of in a land of limbo. And all the legal scholars say this, and even the Democrats concede. Okay. He can do all these, you know, pocket rescissions. He can do cuts. He can lay off people en masse. Wow. So they are in a position where he really could get rid of the dead weight in government. And he did that. He wrote a budget right back in the Heritage days, just a year and a half gone, to that 2025 thing.
Right.
And by the way, Russ Vogt is a fine Christian guy. He took grief in his Senate confirmations just for being a Christian guy. I know him, and he's a very decent guy. Right. But you know, we have $37 trillion in debt. He wrote a budget which got rid of all woke and weaponized, and got rid of $1.5 trillion per year.
Wow.
Right.
Wow.
So, and that still doesn't balance the budget because we're running $2 trillion deficits.
Oh my God.
Right. So I hope people get that basic idea. Right. He wanted to cut $1.5 trillion and did it line by line by line. He cut $1.5 trillion per year, it's always over 10 years, right? This is
right.
Per year.
Okay.
And that still doesn't balance the budget because we're spending $2 trillion per year more than we have. And the kids are paying this all off. So all you suburban parents out there who say you love your kids, you're bankrupting your kids. You know, I just try to get that message. So when you go to vote, the Republicans who vote for these high budgets, they should all be tossed out too, right? So I'm not partisan on this stuff, right? All political views are my own. You all know that.
Yep.
But I've been hard on the Republicans and the Democrats issue by issue by issue. Mm-hmm. I just believe in rational analysis by issue.
That's right.
And anyone who's voting for these gigantic budgets needs to be tossed out because they're ruining the economy for your kids, period.
Wow. So we're talking about messaging for a second. I'll remind everybody, Dr. Dave Brad is here, senior vice president at Liberty University, not here on behalf of Liberty, just here because he knows what he's talking about. He's a good dude. He could go in then. He has the power while this whole thing is happening. The government is shut down, et cetera. He can go in line by line and start cutting. Again, these wouldn't be people who would be furloughed. They'd be gone. That'd be it. We'd exit out.
Right.
Is it worth doing that and risking the messaging just to actually do something like that for a change? Or are we back to sort of political angling where we go, oh, man, we know that's what we ought to do, but...
Yeah, well, and, you know, I try to tell the truth. Trump obviously did not want him to cut $1.5 trillion in spending. And so Trump, you know, pushed away from that because if you did that, the economy a year ago would have gone into recession. I don't think there's any doubt about that, right?
Right.
Everyone would have freaked out.
Yep.
But the answer is, to be consistent with everything I said for the past 20 years, yes, right? I voted against the budgets. I was on the budget committee. I took heat for that. The people wanted the Tooth Fairy and Santa Claus every day, so they voted Dem and replaced me with more government spending and more wars and more 20 million illegal immigrants, right, in the border invasion.
That's right.
And so I hope you're happy with that outcome, right? I'm being a little facetious, but I'm not.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This is the place we find ourselves in. So, yes, my answer to you is, yes, Russ Vogt should take this opportunity and go through and get rid of the most egregious spending on some of this DEI stuff, the woke stuff, the communist socialist stuff, the Marxist ideology stuff, anything tied to the schools, anything tied to higher education, K-12 education, that's not meat and potatoes, right? Math, reading, writing, and arithmetic, State Department, biased media stuff. Get rid of all of it, right? They got a unique opportunity to just right-size the government and put in neutral policy with no government favoritism, right? If you don't have the money there, you can't favor the Republicans, right? So what I'm saying is kind of good for the American people. Yeah. If you reduce the size of government, the Republicans can't use it either. So that seems fair to me, in this, especially in this age of rage.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, that, okay. It is a great idea, and all right, that's not going to happen, is it? Can he at least cut something, or is, again, are we so focused? You pointed it out, and you're right, that for the first time, I don't think I ever remember it, so maybe it's the first time in our lifetimes, Dave, that the Republicans really are dictating the messaging and referring to the Schumer shutdown and how the Democrats are going to be forced. They just had to do it today to vote against a measure to open stuff back up. At some point, they have to cave. Or is Schumer, do you think, so desperate about the primary challenge from AOC that he's going to stick with this until all the wheels come off?
Yeah, I think he's got to at least stick with it for a week or so, right? Yeah. Minimum. And I think they're going to cave.
Yeah.
But just to get back to the main point, right? If we're just going to cut a little, then it's not really worth losing the narrative war, which we're winning, right?
Right.
So just to cut a little bit, you know, if you're going to go all in and cut and send that money back to the people or back to the private sector, and I don't mean the rich folks, right? I'm so sick of the rich getting all the benefits, I cannot tell you. And so I think I've been clear on that, right?
Yes.
When I say the private sector, I want to just return to business, right?
That's right.
Not big business, not the monopolies.
Right.
And by the way, I don't know whether I shared, but I found a week ago, 75% of all the Fortune 500 CEOs are Democrat on the left.
Wow.
Right? So when you see these political ads, Spamberger's running them, all political views of my own, saying these tax cuts go to Republicans, false. Right. 75% of those tax cuts for the rich go to the left, to the Democrats.
Yeah.
All the Magnificent Seven, less Elon, all the billionaire monopolies, the guys that censored all of you, half of you, half the country, all the country, 3 years ago, they're all on the political left.
That's right.
The trillionaire class, right?
That's right.
And so I don't think anybody knows that. They've gotten away, the left has gotten away with the narrative win, calling Republicans the country clubbers. The Bush days are long gone in the rearview mirror. Now the Republicans are the working class, African-American, Hispanic, working class, non-elitist, non-globalist party, right? And so that's the shocker.
Yeah.
And people are processing that. They're finally learning it.
It is so weird that, again, it's in our lifetime. The Republicans, I'm going to say relatively poor kid growing up, we were told, hey, you know, Republicans, they're the golf club set, the country club set. They don't get their hands dirty, blah, 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 blah. And in our neighborhood anyway, Dave, every guy that went to work, for the most part, was carrying a lunchbox as opposed to a briefcase. That's how I look at it.
Right.
But it has flipped 180 degrees now. There's nothing in the Democrat Party at this point for working people. There really is just nothing there.
No. No, and, you know, and we grew up, and the Democrats used to be liberals.
Yes.
So, you know, I like liberals for fun. I taught with all liberals. I had lunch every day. It was me versus 99 liberals, and it was an even debate, right? So that was fun.
Didn't you feel sorry that they were so outnumbered by you?
Yeah, I did. If it involved numbers, I usually did okay.
Yeah.
but they used to like kids, and they were against war, and they, you know. And then that shifted into this new leftist thing, this rage thing that they're all pushing now, and crime in the streets and funding illegal immigrants. What in the world is that?
Right.
And then you all know I beat Cantor, right? I beat the country club guys because I was a Presbyterian economist. I should have fit right in, but I didn't because I told the truth too much. So they don't like that. And so that was the difference. And the middle class appreciated what I was saying.
Yeah.
And they go, this Brat guy's telling us the truth.
Yep.
But unfortunately, the check writers are all in the rich class. And if you don't have some of them, you get tanked politically until right now we have a populist moment, right? Even with Winsome Sears, if the populists and the Christians and the middle class and the blacks and the Hispanics go out and vote for her, she wins. Easy.
That's right.
Easy. And but we'll see. It's very hard without the money.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This has been the difficult part. And, of course, we've been analyzing the number game here, and people are paying attention, I hope. But Spamberger with these millions and millions and millions of dollars, but they're coming from New York and California. And you have to ask yourself, why is that? Why are there not, if she really is on behalf of these working people, why are not working people sending in $5 or $10 from Richmond or from Roanoke or from wherever, Lynchburg? That's not her base, as we know. It's
Well, finally, in Congress with the Richmond Times-Dispatch, whatever, she never had to answer any questions.
Yep.
But now with the governor and this new open space with the web and the blogs and all this stuff, the left is finally having to answer a few questions in public, and it's not pretty. Like you said about the lieutenant governor and the attorney general, they got some definite problems on the Dem side right now. I mean, it's becoming pretty apparent. This is not your normal Democrat Party anymore. It's crazy land.
No, it really
and
is.
I think people, there's one poll out that has Winsome down by only 3.
Yep.
And so we'll see about that.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. And I think part of it, as you know, is getting folks like us, conservatives, Republicans, to buy into early voting, right? It just runs against everything that I have thought and believed my entire life about voting. I understand that now the rules are different and you have to do it, but there's still a little part of me that says, just not the way we ought to be doing it. But
No, it's fine with me. I'm a conservative. The day of voting, if you break your leg, you're not voting.
Good point.
So as a conservative, bank your vote, right? Go vote. Get it done.
Yeah.
Right? Make sure it's cast.
Well,
you don't want something to go wrong the day of election day where you can't vote. So go get it done.
Exactly. Well, this is why you're smarter than I am, Dave. You got all these fancy letters after your name. I got nothing. I can barely spell my own name.
No, I agree with you in principle. I like paper ballots the day of. That's the ideal.
Yeah.
But we're so far from the ideal right now, it's grotesque.
That's a great point. Dave, I always appreciate you being here, man. It's always such great fun and so educational. Give me an over-under before you leave. How long does the federal government stay shut? More than a week, less than a week?
It's right about there.
Yeah.
I think I'll go for a little over a week. Over.
Okay. Fair enough. We will circle back soon and see where you wind up. That is Dr. Dave Brad. Have a blessed weekend, my friend. That is one of the best of the best. Brilliant guy. I do remind everybody he is the senior vice president at Liberty University, but he is not here on behalf of Liberty University. Everything he talks about politically is all his. Brilliant guy, obviously. Brilliant, brilliant guy. And if your kids are looking at colleges, I'm saying this, you should definitely take a look at Liberty University. Great kids down there, great professors, man. Just it really is a great program all the way around. I'll give you a little bit more on this. Jay Jones wanting to shoot former House Speaker Todd Gilbert not once, but twice. Why? Why? Why on earth would you even think about something like that? Well, because he's a bad guy. That's why. No, not Gilbert. Jones. Jones should not be Attorney General. That's pretty clear. 352, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.